Let's begin with the title. If wine is sublime, and I should tell our listeners that the phrase is in quotation marks and it ends with three dots, indicating that there's more to the original. So where did that come from?
The title actually came from an article out of the archives written by a plant scientist named Vero Tip Tyler. And he was actually quite a wine aficionado, as well as kind of a beer expert in addition to his other skills. And he wrote an article called If Wine is Sublime, This is Ridiculous. And it was all about the adulteration of beer, particularly in the United States, how it wasn't really true to its European roots. And a lot of bits of it had been substituted with non-authentic ingredients. I think since he wrote that, some things have changed a bit. But in comparison, you kind of couldn't mess up wine. And so it was kind of the perfect drink. Ergo, wine is sublime.
Well, part of the show, of course, is drawn from the library's own books, like the title. And some of those books are illustrated. So what can you tell us about them?
The books on display run from 1672 up to late 20th century. Most of them are illustrations either of the botany of the grape plant, Vitis vinifera, or illustrations on how to grow and train the vine, as well as some really amazing maps of wine country in France, in Greece, and other points around the globe.
When you sent out a national call for art on the subject, did the response surprise you?
A little bit, yes, because we ended up with several California submissions and a couple from New York. But the biggie was we got a submission from Germany. It ended up going out a little further than I even thought that it would. And then the amusing story is that one of the Cincinnati artists whose pieces are in the show heard about it from a friend in New Orleans. So in a roundabout, she didn't have to go very far to be in the show, but it took her a while to find out about it.
Well, the art in the show is in a variety of mediums. Aside from traditional paintings and prints, there are tapestries, modern tapestries, sculpture, and even a video installation.
Correct. The video came from a professor in California at UC Santa Barbara, I think. That was probably the most unique media submission. But actually, one of the earliest entries that we got, she was really interested in being in the show.
Well, I watched that video for a little while, and what seems to happen is called pour. And when I first was looking at it, it was colorless.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw that it had become pink.
Right.
What else happens?
It's about an hour-long video. It starts out with a selection of white wines being poured, which against that gray background tend to look really clear. And then progresses through shades of rosé and darker red wines. So it's just kind of a look at the color of wine and the translucence of wine. You get all that light through there. And it's just a fun piece to have in the show.
Who are some of the local artists whose work is in the show?
Locally, we have Jenny Engel Conley did the aluminum sculptural pieces of the grapes and the leaves. Diane McElwain, who is an award-winning botanical illustrator, she's local and did a botanical illustration. Trish Weeks did a series of three paintings, oils, which are really just full of riotous color, and they're wonderful. They're some of my favorite in the show. Oil on canvas of different seasons of the vineyard, which are just great. But then we have pieces from Wisconsin, several from California. Oh, and the other one that's local is by Frank Luschek II. And he did a piece called Fallen Angel Bacchanal. And that is just one of the most eye-grabbing pieces in the show. It's kind of in the tradition of classical painting with kind of a still life. But there are a few things that are slightly out of proportion that kind of fool your eye. And it's just a really amazing piece. So we got all kinds of interpretations of wine and grape, and it's a fun show.
You have another interesting event coming up on November 21st, and you've asked that reservations be made before so that you can have an accurate headcount. What will be going on, and what's the deadline for reservations?
You can really reserve up until about Wednesday that week, so the 19th. The crux of the event is it's a tarot card release party. So Ken Henson, who was one of the Lloyd Fellows about a year ago, has done a lot of work with the Lloyd Collection and John Murray Lloyd's book, Et Adorpa. He's interested in esoteric topics. The Philosophical Research Society in California asked him, because he is a John Augustus Knapp expert, to redo and restore the art for this very famous tarot deck that was released in 1929 called the Knapp Hall Tarot Deck. So it was printed in 1929, was very popular. It was kind of small, typical for the time. And the backs on it, not like today's cards, you could tell from the back of the card whether it was upside down or right side up. And when it was printed in 29, the printing, some of them were off, were skewed. So it wasn't quite printed the way it should be. So Ken went in and restored all of the art, got everything kind of the way that it was supposed to be. And then he redid the back of the card to fit modern tastes. And it's a little bit bigger than the original deck, so it's easier to handle. So that's just come out in the last year. And because we have kind of an ongoing working relationship with him, we wanted to, you know, kind of have a fun event. So he's going to be there and talk about his work restoring the card, along with Ron Decker, who worked at U.S. Playing Card for many years and is a playing card as well as a tarot card expert. So they'll talk about where it fits. And then there'll be one or two tarot readers on hand. So it should just be kind of a fun evening. And the card decks will be on sale and Ken will be available to sign them. And so if you're looking for a fun holiday present, there's your chance.
Thanks so much, Anna, for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
We've been talking with Anna K. Heron, Exhibits Curator and Educational Outreach Coordinator for the Lloyd Library and Museum at 917 Plum Street, downtown. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.
Bottle of reds, bottle of whites. Meet you anytime you want in our Italian.